910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Private space company Intuitive Machines is targeting 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time today for a landing on the moon of its robot spacecraft Odysseus that slipped into orbit on Wednesday.
This is an uncrewed spacecraft built in America, just launched days ago in a SpaceX Falcon 9. This idea for this little spacecraft was sketched out on a napkin by Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus, who said, I can design an efficient spacecraft that can get there. We can do it faster and more efficiently. And we're going to see if they can stick a landing on the moon or will they crater?
ABC's Gina Sunseri. Absent congressional action, President Biden is considering executive orders to accomplish what the bipartisan Senate compromise rejected by House Republicans would do. No final decision's been made. A federal judge in St. Paul, Minnesota, upheld a $5 million arbitration award against MyPillow head honcho Mike Lindell. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The sheriff is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The sheriff, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, signed a 2-year deal to return to the Brewers. Was his agent receiving offers from other teams?
Yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end. And then the Brewers came in right at the last second is kind of how it happened. But there was interest from a lot of other clubs.
College basketball, number 7th ranked Marquette, defeating DePaul by 34 points, 105-71. Tyler Kolick setting a new Marquette record with 18 assists, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers.
That's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We cut, we pass, we move. Just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
I mean, you could tell by watching Tyler play tonight and, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. Those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnov issue.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high 48 this afternoon with a light breeze out of the west at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries late tonight. Our low 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, colder 26. But we will bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We've got Wisconsin sports covered. W244DR Fitchburg, WOZN Madison.
We are playing to win.
Oh, yeah.
Madison Sports Talk Station, The Zone.
Taking a look at the NASCAR points for all three series since, you know, race number one is in the books after Daytona. For the Truck Series, Matt Crafton is 5 points back.
Your parents moved to a smaller house. They're happy. But how'd you end up with their leftover furniture in your garage? And is that a box of sewing patterns from the 1970s? It's time to call Two Men and a Junk Truck, a division of Two Men and a Truck, to get it hauled away today. Get a free no-obligation estimate. We recycle and repurpose usable stuff. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit Two Men and a Junk Truck.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we have got another beautiful day of weather on the way for Wisconsin. Definitely does not feel like the 22nd day of February. Today, we're going to see partly cloudy skies touching out around 57 degrees. I think some areas in the state might actually break records. We're going to talk more about that when Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, joins us about 15 minutes down the road. Now, enjoy it today because tomorrow it's back to more reality temperatures. Tomorrow's high, 39. Saturday, 39. Then Sunday, we bounce up to 53 degrees. And by Monday, a high of 61 is what we're expecting. Well, we have got all kinds of information for you this morning. Katie Burgess from EverAg, a broker analyst, going to be joining us. Yesterday, we got the latest milk production figures. Wisconsin's milk production holds steady, but there are some regions in the United States that saw a pretty drastic sell-off of dairy cattle. She's going to address that. We wrapped up the Wisconsin Forage Symposium yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. Charity Seebecker was there. She spoke with the new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. Those are the folks that partner up with our larger dairy farms and harvest the crops for them. How's that business looking in 2024? And today is the beginning of North America's largest organic farming conference, and it's right here in Wisconsin. The La Crosse area is going to bristle with activity. More than 1,800 attendees expected, and Stephanie Hoff is going to give us a preview on that.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partners with schools throughout the state to highlight programs that share the stories from the farm to the nutritious dairy products that land on the table for students to enjoy, thanks to your checkoff dollars. Janet Clark, dairy farmer and chair of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars have.
As a dairy farmer, I love being able to go to sporting events, even at the local level, and seeing our partnership with WIAA and that chocolate milk as a recovery drink. And being able to then go to the state tournament and see that chocolate milk available for these athletes and being able to share with them the benefits of what dairy has for them. It's being able to connect with that next generation of consumer, showing them that not only is dairy really good for you, but dairy farming is really great for our state, for our community, and for our environment. I love being able to be involved in Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and our checkoff program. The programs that they are offering to our consumers in order to market on behalf of us Wisconsin dairy farmers is next to none and award-winning.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
It's National FFA Week, and I travel down to the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison to take part in FFA Day on the Hill. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. Monday was the day for FFA members to visit with their legislators. 42 chapters were represented by over 200 FFA members, with the opportunity to chat with their legislators and their staff. I caught up with Chippewa Falls FFA when they were at the Capitol, and first up was Lydia Marquardt. She was planning on talking about FFA to the legislators and the staff. What was your message?
Personally, my message for them is to show them how impactful we are in growing leaders, building our communities, and strengthening agriculture in general.
What have you done to build more leaders within the FFA?
Personally, I serve as the chapter vice president. I have previously served as the treasurer. I'm currently the parliamentary procedure chair, and I also coach that team on the other hand. I'm the committee chair for the fourth grade teaching project, which impacts our Chippewa Falls School District fourth graders in teaching them about agriculture, and I also make sure to be in attendance at all of our monthly service projects.
Beyond classroom and beyond the FFA doors, how is that going to help you in the future?
Well, I have done a lot of speaking contests in the past, and I think that helped me get selected as the equestrian team captain for this past season. And I'm also planning to be a veterinarian, so lots of communication skills I've learned through FFA are going to be very helpful for me in the future.
And what about those classes? Have you taken any hands-on classes directly related to animals that are kind of driving you towards the veterinarian?
Yeah, so my freshman year, right when I became an FFA member, I took large animal management. I've taken veterinary science, and I'm currently in biotechnology right now, and all of those classes are built around animals, so I get to be hands-on with those animals while also learning about their anatomy and physiology.
And this message, is that what you really are hoping that the staff takes away from your talk with legislators?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that FFA and agriculture does never go away, which, of course, it's our food for America, so it will never go away, but I want to make sure that every student gets the opportunity to do everything that I get to do every single day.
And that was Lydia Marquardt. And up next, I've got Addison Ginder. Your message to the legislators. You're going to be talking classroom. What are some of the highlights in Chippewa Falls?
So Chippewa Falls, we have a total of 13 ag classes you can take there, and five of those are science-credited courses. We have from animal science to food science to plant science and a few others. Another thing is we have different labs, such as an animal lab where we can bring in animals and do different classes on them and hands-on experiences, as well as a greenhouse where we grow our own vegetables and plants along with a hydroponic system. And then we have our aquaponics tank room where we have fish and we have trout that we release into the wild then. And then our classroom, half of it is a lab for biotechnology and food science.
Sounds like an awfully busy place. What's your favorite class that you've taken in agriculture so far?
My favorite class I've taken has definitely been veterinary science. There's so many hands-on different things that you get to do, like incubating chicken eggs to practicing doing stitches and all sorts of different things.
Does that lend into what you plan on doing in the future?
So I originally was going to do that, but I recently changed my mind, but I still in the future would like to proceed having poultry in the future and having as my own.
I want to talk a little bit more about those classroom projects. You've got those hydroponics and growing vegetables. What do you do with them after they are ready to go?
So we actually will wash them and we'll bring them to our kitchen and put them in our salad bar for students to enjoy.
Can you grow enough to supply Chippewa Falls?
We cannot, actually, because we have a total of 6 elementary schools and about 400-plus students per grade. So it's a very large school district, and it'd be very hard to accomplish.
Are you able to let students know that you guys have grown part of their lunch?
Yeah, we have a certain spot, actually, that says, like, grown in the greenhouse at school.
I was, like, hearing that connection between the ag room and getting that conversation started with where your food comes from. And that was Addison Ginder. And up next, I've got Caitlin Schneider. We're going to talk FFA projects, supervised agricultural experiences. What's your message?
My message is don't be scared to reach out to people. It's not all just about animals. Me personally, I raise cattle from the auctions as bottle calves and then I sell them later. But there's way more to it than just animals, from anywhere from horses, crops, dog training. There's a lot of different learning opportunities that you can get that, and you can get very close with your community members as well.
What are some of the projects and what are some of the SAEs that come out of Chippewa Falls?
Actually, one of our SEEs was Natalie Schuler. She got first in the state for her horse equine science that she did.
So we've been talking a lot about the animals with your cattle, with those horses, but I want to expand the opportunities. What are some of the other projects that some FFA members do in Chippewa Falls?
So we have food industry, crop farming, floriculture, swine production, and like I also said, like dog training and stuff more along like those lines and not just animals.
And what's your project? Is that placement, entrepreneurship? Tell me a little bit more about what you do.
Mine is entrepreneurship. So I earlier said I buy my calves from a local auction, and then I raise them up, and I buy all the feed locally. And then one of my biggest parts is doing all the in between time management and money management, all the financing to make sure that I am making money and I have all the right equipment as long as I go.
Well, and you talked about equipment and managing time. What about what you've learned from doing your project? Have you learned how to balance rations? Have you learned what the needs are for these calves?
Yes, I've learned a lot of responsibility and that there's more to it than like a normal person would think. In between time management, in between school and being the president, to going out, taking care of my cattle, making sure that they are all healthy and getting the needs that they need to survive and grow.
Well, it's time to look into that future. How has FFA and your SAE helped you along the way?
It's definitely helped me grow and get out of my shell. When I was a freshman, I was very shy and would not like to talk to people. To now where I'm the president, I'd sit there and I talk to everybody and I'm very open. And it has grown me personally as a leader and just have taken a lot of responsibility.
And what are you going to do after you graduate from high school?
I'm going to CBTC for their animal science program to get certified in AI and AI cattle later.
Every step is another step forward, and that was Caitlin Schneider. And I'm Jill Welke down here in Madison for the FFA Day on the Hill.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Matt Nair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
New tricks. That's what happened yesterday when I spoke with our Wisconsin ag statistician, our state ag statistic leader, Greg Bussler. He's at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, but he also holds a post with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You know, we just got the 2022 Census of Agriculture that broke down Wisconsin agriculture to minute details. And he told me about a detail I had no idea Wisconsin grew. We know about wild rice.
correct? But now we're growing rice in a field.
Another little interesting fact that 5 years ago you wanted to know about is that since 2017, we have four farms in the state that are producing rice.
Rice.
Not wild rice, regular rice.
No, my goodness, that seems like a crop that we'd primarily find in the South. How
right,
in the
yeah.
is that the same kind of rice we're producing here?
Yes, yes.
Huh. So now what I have found is some of that rice is actually being grown outside of Mequon. Again, surprise, surprise. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us live this morning. The other ones that caught me off guard, buddy, Wisconsin is now number one in beet, B-E-T, beet production for eating. Not sugar beets like Minnesota, but for eating beets, number one. And we also grew over 3,000 acres of Chinese peas.
Hmm, okay.
I know. Well, like the Greg's point was, we've got over 220,000 acres of vegetables produced in Wisconsin, and some of them kind of slip under the radar. But I've got story ideas already on beets, Chinese peas, and now rice. But, you know, rice, as we know it from the South, requires a lot of water, you know, the rice paddies, per se. So,
well, there was that field back home we called the rice paddy.
Yeah, yeah. Every year but this year, buddy. I mean, holy peapod, we're already throwing up dust out there.
Oh, yeah, it's dried out. There's no doubt about that. We could use some more moisture. I know winter fun folks would wish we had all kinds of snowfall. I'm going to mention some snow in the forecast tomorrow. Don't get your hopes up. Very light snow, scattered snow showers, kind of like the sprinkles we saw in eastern Wisconsin yesterday morning, 8, 9 o'clock. All of a sudden, there were a few sprinkles. That kind of a snow shower chance may develop tomorrow or last into tomorrow night. It won't be accumulating unless it does just catch on a car or truck hood. That might be about it. But that little chance does exist. Today, we have a frontal boundary pushing just south of Wisconsin, and there is some rain scattered through parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Nothing that's going to affect the Badger State. We stay dry, and really, I expect a bit more sunshine and temperatures that will still be mild, not record-setting. We just fell short of a few records yesterday. We'll be a little cooler than that today. I don't think we should consider that a problem here in later February, that we should stay a little cooler compared to what we've seen, but another weak front drops through out of the north and may account for a few of those snowflakes for Friday. A little cooler starting toward the weekend, warming it up again, though, into next week, and some rain chance may develop as we head toward Tuesday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
That's basically all I can say about the brand new Bavaria Berkshire Brats. I'm eating them, my family's eating them, my friends are eating them, and everybody says the same thing. Wow. Yeah, fabulous. Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. Now, these special Berkshire Brats are available only in their retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. You will notice the difference. Bavaria Sausage created these Berkshire Brats on their own. They have the old world flavors. They have the old world recipes that they knew were tried and true. They amped it up by working direct with a farmer that focuses exclusively on raising quality Berkshire hogs. And you will notice the difference. Do a side-by-side tasting with your friends and your family, and you'll be coming back for more. And we sure hope you do. But remember, for right now, the Berkshire Brats available only in-store at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast. It is grilling time again today.
I'm sure it'll feel that way. Mostly sunny skies, mid and upper 50s, except over on the lakeshore, eastern Wisconsin, lower 50s, a little cooler, and our winds will become more westerly in the day at about 5. Now, a few more clouds develop here later tonight, and we fall back to near freezing, maybe just below or just above the northwest winds, 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy Friday, snow showers. That chance may hold off till midday in the south, a little earlier morning the further ahead to the north, not going to amount to much. Mid-30s at best with the northwest winds, about 5 to 10. And by Saturday, back to sunny skies, still a little cool, upper 30s, maybe a 40 in the west. Northeast winds becoming southwest, 5 to 10. A big warm-up, though, Pam. By Sunday, low 50s return already.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I may not feel that way tomorrow. I mean, that's a pretty big shock to one system. Imagine the livestock.
Yeah, down back into the 30s and even some snowflakes. Yep. So we'll all be bundling up because it's a big change.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning as it unfolds, okay?
All right, we'll catch you then.
Sounds good. Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, joining us live on a Thursday morning. Like I said, may not break records, but it's still well above average when it comes to the temperatures we'll bump into today. We're going to bump into Katie Burgess. She's a broker analyst with EverAg. We got the latest milk production figures for Wisconsin and the nation. She'll break it down.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Buzz of the North, WBZH, and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Private space company Intuitive Machines is targeting 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time today for a landing on the moon of its robot spacecraft Odysseus that slipped into orbit on Wednesday.
This is an uncrewed spacecraft built in America, just launched days ago in a SpaceX Falcon 9. This idea for this little spacecraft was sketched out on a napkin by Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus, who said, I can design an efficient spacecraft that can get there. We can do it faster and more efficiently. And we're going to see if they can stick a landing on the moon or will they crater?
ABC's Gina Sanceri. Absent congressional action, President Biden is considering executive orders to accomplish what the bipartisan Senate compromise rejected by House Republicans would do. No final decision's been made. A federal judge in St. Paul, Minnesota, upheld a $5 million arbitration award against MyPillow head honcho Mike Lindell. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The sheriff is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The sheriff, pitcher Brandon Woodruff, signed a 2-year deal to return to the Brewers. Was his agent receiving offers from other teams?
Yes, there was quite a few teams that were in it to the end. And yeah, I was close to signing there at the end. And then the Brewers came in right at the last second is kind of how it happened. But there was interest from a lot of other clubs.
College basketball, number 7th ranked Marquette, defeating DePaul by 34 points, 105-71. Tyler Kolek setting a new Marquette record with 18 assists, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers.
That's just the nature of our team is to really share the ball and get each other involved. We cut, we pass, we move. Just to show our team as a whole, as a collective, is always unselfish.
Head coach Shaka Smart.
I mean, you could tell by watching Tyler play tonight. And, up there, Tony Miller, 17, Doc Rivers, 16. Those are guys that have been in the record books for a long, long time.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high 48 this afternoon with a light breeze out of the west at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few flurries late tonight. Our low 16. Tomorrow, sunshine, colder 26. But we will bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine and a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing.
But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
She's like your older sister, but louder. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Oh, suck up every bit of the weather we can get today. Tomorrow, you'll have a surprise in store. Today's daytime highs, right around 57. Tomorrow's daytime highs, right around 39. Morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. Don't forget, stick around. Wisconsin milk production holding firm for the month of February. But that's not the case in areas like Texas and New Mexico. They've been selling off a lot of their dairy cows. We're going to talk about what's going on with the dairy industry. Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, joining us live in about 15 minutes or so. So today is the 22nd day of February. What can I tell you? Well, kind of keeping the weather theme going, on this day in 1922, there was an unprecedented freezing rain and snowstorm that hit from February 21st through the 22nd. In parts of central and southern Wisconsin, they saw ice-coated trees, power lines went down, people were cut off from electricity, from the telephone, and the valuable telegraph services at that time. In fact, the Appleton Post-Crescent, the Sheboygan Press, the Waukesha Daily Freeman, the Oshkosh Daily Northwestern all reported things like passenger trains going off the rails because of the ice. Police in Sheboygan rescued a flock of chickens and ducks from their flooded coop. All kinds of crazy weather things happened on this day back in 1922. On this day in 1879, the very first Woolworth store opened in Utica, New York. It was a five-and-dime retail store that became one of the world's most successful trading companies with branches in a lot of countries around the world. The first Woolworth opens in Utica, New York on this day in 1879. And happy birthday to actress Drew Barrymore. She is 49 years young today. And now you know. Well, yesterday, the Wisconsin Forage Symposium wrapped up in Wisconsin Dells. Good attendance, according to show organizers. And remember, it wasn't just about producing alfalfa or grass hay. It was also about networking with some of the companies that farmers rely on to help harvest their crops, the Wisconsin Custom Operators. Charity Seebecker joins us this morning with John Osterhaus. He's the brand new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators out of Chadwick, Illinois. Charity, you say they feel like they're already off to a good start in 2024, huh?
That's right, Pam. Wisconsin Custom Operators have had some wins in legislation this past year, but John tells me that he's not done yet, as he explains a little bit more about how the industry is doing.
From my personal perspective, it's very strong right now. As farms consolidate and get larger and equipment gets more expensive, it's becoming more attractive to bring in custom operators to do the work just because of the cost of the equipment. And then also another big thing is labor. It's harder and harder for everybody to get labor to run the equipment and to do the jobs. And that's where sometimes the custom operator has the advantage. We have a crew of people that we can bring in, whereas the customer can't rely on neighbors and family like they used to necessarily.
And this time of year, what are you guys working on or planning for?
So that's kind of a funny question. Years ago, my wife and I used to say that this was our slow time of year. And it is in the fields. We're not in the fields, of course. But in my particular situation, we also have a dealership and a repair shop. And we do repairs for other farmers, other custom operators, actually. We work on some of their equipment, and then we're selling equipment right now. And we're also getting our equipment ready for the upcoming season, which seems to take all winter long. There's always something to work on, either for ourselves or for other people. And preparing, making changes to the business, you know, adding equipment, adding people, that sort of thing. So always something to do.
Now we're into 2024. What goals are you going to be focusing on ahead as the president?
I don't really want to say status quo, but we also want to continue to grow WCO. One of the initiatives that we are working on is we're trying to make WCO more of a regional organization rather than a Wisconsin-based organization. So we're reaching out to potential new members outside of the state of Wisconsin. We're also continuing to try to grow membership within the state. But I believe right now our membership is really close to 150 members. It'd be nice to grow that, of course, and for that to happen, we're probably going to have to really reach outside of the state, because not only are farms consolidating, custom operators are consolidating as well. They're getting bigger, so there's fewer and fewer of them to pull into our organization.
That was John Osterhaus, newly elected president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. He says he and other custom operators are just like every other farmer. They're always looking for better ways to do things, improve efficiency, and make money. He even jokes that someday the merger and chopper will be one machine. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Huh, a merger and a chopper all in one. That would be an interesting feat of engineering, wouldn't it? Thanks, Charity. Appreciate that. So while the Wisconsin Forage Symposium, the Wisconsin Custom Operators wrapped up their convention yesterday in Wisconsin Dells, today is the beginning of North America's largest organic farming conference. More than 1,800 folks are expected in the La Crosse area, starting today, running through Saturday. Up after the break, Stephanie Hoff will give us a preview on that show.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Well, we got the latest numbers as far as milk production in the United States. The good news, Wisconsin milk production actually went up about one percentage point compared to a year ago. Same number of cows, 1.27 million head within our borders. Where your eye really goes is the loss in cow numbers and the loss in milk production in the Southwest. The state of New Mexico lost more than 40,000 dairy cows. Their milk production dropped 16% compared to a year ago. Texas, they sold about 15,000 cows, and their production dropped nearly 4%. Talking about that more with Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg. She's joining us live in about 10 minutes or so. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, a little bit mixed. Dow Jones Industrial Average, if you're looking, is currently up about 70 points. Our December new crop corn, down a penny at 4.56. November new crop soybeans, they're up 3 cents right now, 11.48. July new crop wheat's down 2 at 5.76. No change on barrel cheese prices yesterday or the butter, but our 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 152.5. Class 3 March milk this morning is up 21 cents, 17.19 a hundredweight. April's up 29 cents at 17.49 a hundredweight. We were talking earlier about the wrap-up of the Wisconsin Forage Symposium yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. Today, the agribusiness emphasis shifts towards the La Crosse area, where Marble Seed will host North America's largest organic farming conference at the La Crosse Center. Stephanie Hoff joins us now with a preview. Stephanie, one of the big conversation pieces whenever you talk about organic agriculture is how do you get into it? If you're a conventional farmer today, trying to get into organic farming doesn't happen overnight, and it's kind of expensive. I understand they're going to be discussing that.
That's right, Pam. And it all has to do with some federal money in the pipeline that Marble Seed is using to help farms transition to organic. So the logistics of how to get involved will be part of the discussion this week. Marble Seed's executive director, Lori Stern, says that now is a good time for farms to consider the transition to organic.
For folks that are considering organic, this is an amazing time right now in the history of organic to make that transition. There's a lot of support from our organization, from other organizations across the country and enabling farmers to kind of fund that transition, because we know it's hard. There's funding for mentorship, technical assistance, and all that that we're a part of. And then there's also funding for the farmers that are making the transition to support them in doing that.
Can you speak more to the interest from like USDA and the state level to fund some of this transition? Why are we seeing this push?
Part of the reason that we're seeing this push is because there's huge demand for organic from consumers. And right now we have to rely on a lot of import. If we just think about the National Organic Program actually sits in the Ag Marketing Service, which within USDA. So, you know, they're recognizing, when we think about like integrity in organics and some of the fraud and the grain coming in, there's interest in being able to produce more domestically. So I'm just going to say that there's definitely a market, and there's a rising market for organic in not just grains, but in all things. And we are really importing a lot of it. So it would be great to get more domestic production. For all of those reasons, then we also have investment on the other side, which everybody knows. It's like you need to, it's a 3-year plan. It's a different way of farming. There's a lot to learn. There's conservation funding available for farmers who are making that transition. So there's new organic management standards through conservation that farmers can access for that time in transition. And that's the other way that they're supporting organic farmers. So not only with education and mentorship on one side, but then also those that are transitioning are going to be able to access conservation programs that will support them in making that 3-year transition.
Lori Stern joining us. She's the executive director of Marble Seed, formerly known as Moses. Transitioning to organic farming. This is going to be a topic of discussion at the Organic Farming Conference this week in La Crosse, thanks to some federal dollars that allow Marble Seed to help farms with the process. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Good deal. Thanks, Stephanie. The good news for the folks that are headed up to La Crosse, no travel issues this year. This particular convention is notorious for including some really nasty weather when it comes to travel. But that's not an issue this year for sure. And in case you didn't know, remember, Wisconsin ranks number 2 in the nation when it comes to organic farms, trailing only California. Well, she trails no one when it comes to dairy insights. Coming up next here on the show, we're going to reach out and chat with Katie Burgess, one of the broker analysts with EverEgg, talking about those latest milk production figures. You stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thursday on Matt Nair On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Or you can find Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook and give me those barnyard baby pictures. A lot of folks don't know how lucky you are with all those babies. Speaking of babies, Katie Burgess joining us this morning, one of the broker analysts with EverEgg. She's got a little baber too, and a froggy throat to boot. Is that because the toddler catches your attention quite often, Katie?
That is true. But you know what? He loves to go to the farm and see the baby calves. So, yeah.
Well, snap a picture of the two of them. I'll be happy to share it. Today, we're sharing details about the January milk production report that was released just yesterday. So numbers hot off the press. The 24 major dairy producing states ended up with milk production as a group down about 1% compared to a year ago, whereas Wisconsin, same number of cows, and we're 1% higher. There were a couple other states, Katie, that really caught my attention, namely New Mexico and Texas. What did you see?
That is true. New Mexico and Texas, the Southwest has been struggling for the past 6 to 9 months, but it was even worse here for the month of January. We've seen New Mexico alone lose 10,000 dairy cows, so that's a lot of cows moving out of the state. I mean, when you look at that part of the world, though, the milk prices are not great down there, and there are long-run water issues. And so we have seen farmers leaving that part of the country. On the flip side, we've seen states like South Dakota growing a lot. So the Midwest is still viewed as a very favorable place to milk cows. But, you know, we are seeing this shifting across the U.S. And all in all, milk production down more than 1%. That was the biggest decline we had seen since 2022.
Do we, you know, people have to understand, Katie, that we can't just turn that ship around real quick. We're witnessing that in beef production. What about dairy? Spring flush. We talk about barnyard babies. That's happening on our dairy farms, too. Do we expect the rebounds coming this spring on milk production with the spring flush?
Yeah, we do expect milk is going to pick up seasonally like it always does. So we are going to have more milk coming in the months ahead. But at the same time, our expectations is that even though it's going to be more milk than we have today, it probably will still be down on a year-over-year basis through the summer. And our EverEgg overall expectation for milk production in 2024 is just going to be slightly positive compared to last year. So if you look at 2022, 23, and now 2024, milk production has been essentially flat compared to what had been a long-term trend of growing around 2% a year. And one other thing I want listeners to kind of keep in mind is we're building a lot of new plants here in 2024. We had a new one in Texas open up late last year. That's going to be building, increasing in capacity. We've got some other new cheese plants coming online. And so the industry is going to either have to make more milk to fill those plants, or we're going to have to see a lot of shifting around to help fill the new capacity.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, a story yet to be played out. What's happening in the United States, Katie, kind of mirrors what we've seen happening around the world, too, doesn't it?
That's true. We actually just got new data overnight here from New Zealand. Their milk production is down a little bit as well. And the one we're watching really carefully is the European Union. In Europe, they have really strong environmental restrictions coming into play, really restricting some dairy producers' livelihood. The producers are starting to push back on those a little bit, and seems like there might be a little relief. That's, again, a story that continues to play out. But, for instance, in a place like Ireland, we saw milk production down almost 30% in December. Part of that was environmental restrictions. Part of it was weather, high feed costs. But just a tough time for dairy farmers in other parts of the world as well right now.
Katie Burgess is along with us, broker analyst with EverEgg. If you want to find that team, just go to ever.ag, and you can always reach out to them there. I want to keep on that international note for a moment, Katie, because the United States sees those dairy producers displaced in places like Ireland, the Netherlands, coming to the United States. The Netherlands, another place where they basically have said, we don't want dairy on our horizon anymore, and that's about carbon footprint, et cetera.
That's true. It's the environmental restrictions there are really discouraging to EU dairy producers, dairy producers here in the U.S. who've spent their whole life, growing up in the industry and feeding the world, and then to hear, oh, hey, we don't want you because of your environmental footprint. It's been pretty discouraging. Luckily, we have had, we've had a number of good U.S. of those good producers move to the U.S., help grow our industry as well. And right now, I think people are just trying to figure out what is the right mix, because the world continues to grow. People continue to enjoy eating dairy products. And even though global dairy demand right now has seen a little bit of a hiccup with some economic problems in places like China or Southeast Asia, that demand, it's been a little bit soft. But as we work through those issues, the long-term view is that the world is going to still want more dairy products.
I got to let you go, Katie. Katie Burgess along with us on a Thursday from EverAg.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
If you're raising or marketing beef, profit prospects are looking pretty good. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Cattle producers are coming off a pretty good year price-wise for beef, and an industry observer predicts more of the same. Randy Block is CEO of Cattle Facts, a Colorado company that monitors and analyzes the beef industry.
We are still going to see another 2 to 3 years of declining numbers before we actually start to see herd rebuilding have an impact and increase the supply. Prices are going to be higher on all classes of cattle. Higher prices, still tighter supplies. That's going to be the scenario for at least 2 more years.
Block says the cattle business tends to run in 10 or 11 year cycles, half of that spent expanding and the other half liquidating. Despite higher costs for beef, Block says demand is solid.
Consumers do like the high-quality beef. They're willing to pay more for that high-quality beef. They may just not pay for it as often. I think we're seeing some trade down. So people that are maybe, instead of eating at a high-end steakhouse, they'll move back to a casual mid-level dining experience.
Block predicts the market is likely to remain strong the next 2 or 3 years. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Birkin Biter. Join us noon to 3.
Since 1972, businesses, events, and individuals have counted on Advanced Printing to get the job done right. Whether it's small digital printing jobs with quick turnaround or large format printing in beautiful color, Advanced Printing has you covered. From business cards to banners, we offer you convenience, quality, and friendly customer service. Advanced Printing is a veteran-owned business located next to Don Johnson Motors on Highway 63 North in Hayward. Request a free quote online at advancedprintinghayward.com or give us a call at 715-634-6888.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your... This is the Buzz of the North. WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.